Hello, Fly Nation. Welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 126. Today we are talking about the psychological and behavioral impact of the lockdown and quarantine measures on children. Well, fact is we all suffer from isolation and lockdown during the pandemic, but children are significantly impacted by the ongoing pandemic. Many studies and the new OECD report show that kids suffer extremely from social distancing, missing assistance while homeschooling and lockdown. When COVID hit and all playgrounds and schools closed down, psychological and behavioral impact is really significant in families and amongst poor children, and they are more likely to suffer from the consequences of the COVID-19 outbreak, as many don't get the help they need to follow along with homeschooling. And often there are not the financial means to be equipped with a computer, which makes it hard for these kids to catch up. So many are parked in front of the screen, lack movement and sports, and obviously interaction with their friends. So kids often these days also face domestic violence. We know that traumatized children need mentorship in learning how to deal with their emotions and how to find ways to express themselves in a non-violent form. Traumatic situations often are not obvious, and in times of lockdowns of schools, well, we just don't see what's going on. That's why especially the repercussions of the COVID-19 pandemic on children's lives deserve attention. Fact is, the COVID-19 pandemic is harming health, social and material well-being of children worldwide, with the poorest children, including homeless children and children in detention, hit hardest. School closures, social distancing and confinement increase the risk of poor nutrition among children. Their exposure to domestic violence increase their anxiety and stress and reduced access to vital family and care services in times on when these services are closed down. So the widespread digitalization mitigates the education loss caused by school closures, but the poorest children are least likely to live in good home learning environments with internet connection. Furthermore, increased unsupervised online internet use has magnified issues around sexual exploitation and cyberbullying. The question is what to do now to make our kids mentally healthy and also physically healthy. Immediate government measures need to ensure that children have access to good food, receive protection against child abuse and neglect, and have continued access to child physical and mental health services, and can navigate safely on the internet. Policies also need to support parental employment, since it is key to fight children poverty, which we see rising. This must be a priority to avoid even more kids freaking out and become addicted to drug or even suicidal. We are all asked to observe the situations in our communities and neighborhoods to ensure that kids don't end up in violent or traumatic environments. This is very necessary, and it's coming from my heart that we have the responsibility. Even so, my sons, thanks God, are 21 and 23, so they are on their own. I don't have anything to do with school closures, but I know how important it is for all the other kids, and they need us to take care for them. So this is just a shout out that you to take your attention to this point. And thanks so much for listening in. Talk to you next week. Bye.